Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Holy smokes!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, The Drive is live. It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the blonde Ronner and
the big dilf,
Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Mr. Moneybags. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see he's got the bags out. Before we get to Tyler's bets, because I want to see them. I don't know. How well did you do last night? Monday Night Football in the Astros.
It was a red number, but a very small red number, so no success. But I actually did good on my bets on Monday Night Football, but I had some baseball wagers that took me into the red a bit.
Pick it up tonight. Real quick, just to let you all know, the Chicago White Sox are on a 3-game winning streak.
Did hell freeze over?
That old Razorback's tearing the cover off the ball, man.
They got four wins away from 40. 11 to play.
Woo! Gonna get down to it.
You think they get to 40? 4 wins.
No.
11 to play. At 36.
Based on their record.
Three in a row, baby.
I don't think they can get 4 of 11. I don't think so.
They got the Angels right now. So they we'll see what that is. Just absolutely pathetic. 36 wins right now. But let's before we get to the Astros, want to let people know 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And the Astros will face the Padres game 2 tonight. Hunter Brown's on the mound against Mike King. Two pretty good pitchers. Good pitching matchup between these two. Tyler, what are your bets tonight? What do you like as Clint is looking? Because Clint can parlay now.
I got
he ain't got room for me.
I got three. I do. I got three Astros bets for you tonight. If you want some action, you want to win some money. Astros over 3.5 runs. The odds are tremendous for it. It's only at -115. Last time I looked, Yordan Alvarez. Y'all know that's a favorite of mine. If it's listed and the odds aren't crazy, I'm taking it. Yordan over 1.5 bases at +130, and Hunter Brown.
That seems low.
Over 4.5 strikeouts. Lock that one in. Also, pretty good odds for that being such a low number. But Brown over 4.5 Ks for sure.
Put 300 on.
300. I'd like to tie the Yordan bases and the strikeouts together.
That seems like easy money.
How much you want me you down
whatever
for?
100 pays.
Alrighty.
I think you should do the same, Tyler. I think you should parlay some of this. Like those two feel pretty good.
We parlaying.
Now I know he was 1-for-4 last night, but those feel pretty good. And then them walks don't count on them total bases, do they?
That's the dangerous part with Jordan.
What about a hit by single? Pitch? Nope, it's two singles. It's got to be hits. It's got to be hits.
It's got to be hits only.
Can't, two singles a, or a double. Anything better? Anything better?
Reached on a fielder's choice. I need that reach on a fielder's choice.
I don't even
choice.
Think fielder's choice is. They even count as an at bat.
They get a, if you're on.
I don't think it does, though.
I think it does. Fielder's choice, yeah. It does. I mean, it's an over, but yeah. Man, he got on though. He got total bases.
I think it's got to be via the hit.
It's got to be via hit.
Via the hit.
No. Yep. That sucks. Like if you're trying to throw it, like if you're out there and you're betting, I mean, if I'm the starter, God, I'm hitting his ass every time.
What is it? Yeah, fielder's choice isn't it bad? A sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Yeah. I'm hitting his ass.
Well, I'm locking you in, Mr. Sterner.
There it is.
4.5 Ks, 1.5 bases for Jordan, $100 wrist. If this thing hits, you will win $253.97.
Hey, I ain't felt this good about a bet in a minute.
Let's go. Let's ride.
Did you do it,
too? I mean,
too?
You're hearing it to win $250?
Did you do it, too? I
might throw a little on the parlay, but I'm already on them individually pretty heavy.
All right.
How you like that, Ronald?
I like it. I do like it. I like it for you. I like it for you. I can't do it, but I like it for you. I just don't have that in my heart. Good for you. But Hunter Brown gets the ball tonight, and the big thing with him is just continuing what he's been doing, continuing to stay the pitcher he has been since really June, July. He has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. I think his last outing was a little rough. I think he gave up 5 runs in 5 innings, but to kind of return back. And this is good because, Clint, this is a playoff team that has a pretty good lineup, that has some guys in there that can give you problems with Machado and company. And that rookie, I'll be honest with you, I don't really like the way he – actually, I do. It was very – he had a little Siri in him, the way he stared down that homer he hit straightaway center. On Arrighetti, he just, and I can't remember his last name. I think it's Grisham, but he had a little stare down action from center field. He stood up there, I think, a little bit longer than some.
He watched pitches. It, huh?
I think Roger would have hit him. I think Clemens would have hit him
with the ball or the bat.
The ball. Oh. Well, hopefully not the bat. But we'll see what happens tonight. But Hunter Brown continue to be solid, and you want to see this lineup start to kind of score some more runs and get themselves getting hot. Guys like Tucker. Guys like Bregman, who kind of been in and out of the lineup. That's to me the big key, is see if this offense can get rolling.
We'll see, baby. I can't get off my bet.
You feel pretty good,
excited,
huh?
About it.
I do have bad news though. I had room for you, but not quite enough to get to 100. So you are locked in for $72.23 wrist, and if it hits, you'll get $183.45. But you can get the rest with your other guy. I maxed out the best I could. It's because I'd already put it on it individually. I didn't know that they counted those together if you wanted to parlay it.
What did you say? 73? How much?
72.23 to win $183.45.
Why can't we just keep even numbers? 100 to win $250.
Because I'd already put some on it.
He gave you everything that he could possibly give you.
Thank you, Bob.
$73
and some cents. I hope you win that, man. Damn, you could
have won $250. As much as you bet, you need to call your bookie and say, "Hey, man, all the handcuffs are off, boss."
I really should.
I mean, at this point, I mean, you're maroon money, man.
Yeah, it's not like I'm gonna skip town.
You're
on
going
it.
At this thing every night. Hey, man. No, I mean, he can put a limit on how much you lose. Like, hey, you lose $5,000, you got to pay up before you can bet any more. But damn, we got to. I mean, you can't make me bet $28 less than what I was wanting to bet.
Sorry, man.
I mean, not me. I'm talking about you. But take the handcuffs off, bookie. The hell are you doing?
I don't think he does special treatment.
This is Tyler. This is big money, man.
It's Team Hill on the mic, bro.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Mike Garofalo and Ian Rapoport of NFL Network had this reported earlier today. The Dolphins are placing quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Just leave Tua out there.
Yeah,
I mean, we know who he is.
Tagovailoa. I'm forced to say it, on the injured reserve in order to give him ample time to progress through the stages of the concussion protocol and meet with some outside neurologist. Tua also will be eligible to return week 8 against Arizona, but the Dolphins, they're not placing any kind of a timetable on when he can return. So it looks like week 8 at the earliest, but Tua will go on IR. Not surprised there, missed some time. Although, however, earlier this week he did say it was reported he is not retiring. That is not on the table for him right now. He is going to play. I think if we move to the football part of this, because obviously he's going to have some time, and I think you made a point earlier, hell, he's passed this sucker before. I think, you know, six, seven, whatever weeks, I think he potentially will pass it again and be cleared to play. But this is a team that maybe before the year, the Texans thought they might be in playoff contention with, and a team that they play later on in the year. And potentially Tua could be back for that game. What does this do for the Dolphins? Do you think 6 weeks, they're 1-1 right now, Skylar Thompson looks like he's the guy. Do you think 6 weeks, do you think that potentially takes the Dolphins out of this? Is this one less team that the Texans may potentially have to deal with in the AFC playoff race?
No, look, I don't think so. I think this is a good football team. There's a lot of talent on that football team. They're coached really, really well. I think Skylar Thompson can go in there and win 3 or 4 of these next 6. I don't think he can quarterback them to a playoff. I don't think he can quarterback them to a championship.
If he was out for the year, he just had to go Skylar.
I don't get that. I mean, but when you look at the talent that they have, I mean, you want to talk about scheming guys open, and when you scheme them open, boy, they can hit a seam. All you got to do is find a way to get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands, and you can score points. Jalen Waddle, obviously. I mean, this is a fast break offense. They've got plenty of guys that are game changers. I think defensively they'll be fine. The schedule over the next 6 weeks is not it's not too terribly difficult. They do have the Bills. I think they have the Rams in there. But at the end of the day, I think they can survive a 6 week span without Tua and still be a playoff caliber team. Now they may have to do a lot of winning on the back end of this thing, but I think they can survive it.
Yeah, we're seeing some pretty big injuries. Tua maybe the biggest, pretty big injuries to start right now. Cooper Kupp, he's going to miss some time.
Yep.
So him and Puka are both out right now for Stafford. When you just said the Rams.
Well, we got right here at home. I mean, I don't know what Joe Mixon's situation is, but he's awfully pissed off about it with the Twitter responses about the league not calling the penalty. And, obviously with D'Amico Ryan's comments yesterday, we'll wait and see about.
We'll learn more tomorrow.
Learn more about how Joe Mixon is. But it's an ankle. It's obviously an ankle injury that kept him out of the game from being himself last week. So. A running back with an ankle injury. We don't know the severity of it yet, but clearly it's injured to some degree. So now you got to deal with the weakening of the joint, the weakening of all the support around the joint, and the rehab in it. And it's just, boy, an ankle injury for a guy that uses and is so hard on those ankles, play in, play out. That's going to impact the Texans one way or another.
Oh yeah, yeah. Injuries rolling through. Tua is going to be on IR, and potential his return. Week 8, the Texans see the Dolphins later on in the season, December. So that could be something that potentially they still see Tua when they come here in NRG later on in the year.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Steelers are preparing for week 3, and I guess Russell Wilson still has a lingering calf situation.
That's right.
They're planning that Justin Fields is going to be QB1 the rest of the way. I can't get a good read on Mike, and I think Mike is doing it on purpose to know if, like, Justin Fields has this job. If he's the even if there was no calf situation at this point. I get the feel, though. You're winning 2 in a row. They keep winning games. It is hard to think that they'll go the other way, especially they keep winning games and he's not hurting them.
Yeah.
And he does add that element.
He adds that element. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're Mike Tomlin, and you see, boy, this kid's coming, man. You know, he's coming. His eyes are in the right place. He's reading the right, you know, the ball got deflected. I don't know. I haven't watched the film, but clearly they're not. It's not alarming quarterback play where they can't wait for Russell Wilson to get back. So clearly it's something that they feel somewhat comfortable with. And the ceiling, if he can play at or above at any point in time, and as long as he's winning in the meantime while he's trying to get to where he can play at his ceiling, that talent. We talked about it, man. I thought even with a healthy Russell Wilson, I thought there was a chance that you could see Justin Fields, man. If this game slows down for this dude and getting this little bit of experience in this new system potentially could be a key ingredient to the game slowing down for him. If it slows down for him, man, look out.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, when you look at his numbers, and I think that's a good point that you're making, is what are the coaching staff seeing in film and if he's close? Because you look at the numbers. I mean, Clint, he's not done anything crazy.
No.
They've only scored one offensive touchdown through two games. Now, I believe I read this is the first time in his career he's going back-to-back games without turning the ball over, which is wild in his years of being in the NFL. But, you know, like 13 to 20, 117 yards. He only rushed for 20-something yards in the last game. That's not great. But he also has a defensive coach that, hey, all right, we can win this way.
Yep.
I don't know if you're going to beat everybody, but we can win this way.
No, that's going to be a long 17 weeks. But the key is, and I got to believe that Mike Tomlin understands that, is they've got to see, like, it, with just a little bit of experience, a little bit of coaching, with just a little bit of a tweak here, we could catch lightning in a bottle with this guy. If that's not the case, they'd be rushing Russell Wilson back immediately.
Let's ride.
Thanks, Tyler. Coming up, the Texans are one of nine teams that are 2-0. Nine teams that are 2-0. And listen, there have been some impressive ones. There have been some not as impressive 2-0 teams. We just maybe talked about one in the Steelers. Where would you place the Texans in that? How many teams would you say have been more impressive in their 2-0 start than the Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Houston Texans sit atop the AFC South 2-0 and have shown to be the clear best team in this division, as everybody else is 0-2. And they have done what they've needed to do. 2-0 on the road in Indy against a division foe, and then they take care of business on Sunday night against the Bears. But they are not alone. There are nine teams, including the Texans, that have made it through 2-0. And some, I think, you would say are more impressive than the others. I would say, to me, like, the Steelers and the Seahawks are the least impressive. Just, one, their opponents and just how they played. I mean, the Steelers, as I said, have one touchdown. And they've won 13-6 and 18-10. Right? The Seahawks was fighting like hell with the Patriots, and then they beat the Broncos. So, you know, there are some other ones, right? Like the Chargers and the Raiders. We feel better about it if they beat the Ravens, but you know they got the Panthers in there. So there are some other teams that have been a little bit more. Or have been more the impressive side than the others. But everyone's 2-0, and I would throw out YouTube. You all can join in on this, 713-572-4610, those of you in YouTube and Twitch as well. If you look at it, the Chiefs, they've beaten the Ravens and the Bengals. The Vikings, they just beat the 49ers in a big upset this weekend. And the Giants, the Saints, blew out the Cowboys in Dallas and blew out the Panthers. The Bucs win at home against the Commanders and then go on the road in Detroit and beat the Lions. The Bills dominate the Dolphins, and after a slow start, they come back and take control of that game against the Cardinals. The Texans, we know, beat the Colts and the Bears, the Chargers, as I said, the Panthers and Raiders, and then the Steelers and the Seahawks. How many teams, when you look at that objectively, if you can be, how many teams when you look at that, would you say have been more impressive? Not the best, but more impressive to you through the first 2 weeks?
I think there's five of them on this list that have been the five 2-0 football teams in this league that in 2024, the sample size of two games has been more impressive than the Texans. We have not seen the Texans A game. We have not seen C.J. Stroud, the C.J. Stroud of last year. Now, I understand we ran the football well in week one, and this past week the pass protection in the run game was a real struggle. We have not seen a complete Texans game yet. We have not seen really an A-plus game against an A-plus opponent yet in Houston. Now, you can only play who's on your schedule, so the Bears and the Colts, get it. I think there's five teams on this list that have a more impressive 2024 resume. I'll start with the defending Super Bowl champs, two-time defending Super Bowl champs, going for a three-peat, the Chiefs. They beat the Bengals in dramatic fashion late, but yet they beat the Bengals, and they beat the Ravens. I understand that the Ravens are 0-2, and I understand the Bengals are 1-1, I believe.
No, they're 0-2.
They're 0-2 as well. That's fine. Joe Burrow has started 0-2. I think he's 1-9 in the first two games of the season in his career in the NFL. The Bengals are going to be just fine, and I don't think there is anything, after watching the Kansas City Chiefs-Ravens game week one, they ain't nothing wrong with the Chiefs other than their record.
Those, I like that one right now.
That's beating two of the top teams other than yourself in the AFC the first 2 weeks of the season. I think that they're at the top of the list for me, and then we can start going down the teams that have big-time victories. The Vikings beating the 49ers after I watched the 49ers week one. Absolutely tremendous. Beating the 49ers is nothing to turn your nose up at. The Saints, 44-19 over the Cowboys. The way they drugged the Cowboys and dominated, they drugged the Cowboys at their place and dominated the Panthers week one. 15 straight drives. The first 15 drives of the NFL 24 season for the New Orleans Saints, they were scoring drives. 15 straight. That's unbelievable. So I'd put the Chiefs, Vikings, Saints, and then I go Bucks beating the Lions and then convincingly beating the Commanders, or vice versa. They convincingly beat the Commanders and they beat the Lions this week. And then you mentioned the Bills outscoring the Cardinals in week one and then blowing the doors off the Dolphins in week two. I got those five teams, Chiefs, Vikings, Saints, Bucks, and Bills, as having a better two-game sample size in 2024 than the Texans. More impressive than what the Texans have done to date in 2024.
Yeah. You know, when you look at it, it does feel like the Texans have, hey, man, business-like, done what they needed to do.
Handle business.
Yep.
Handle business. And if we're talking about the Texans, I like what I've seen. We have not seen their A game, and we have not seen a game where C.J. Stroud has to take it over and win it. And they're 2-0. But the truth of the matter is, Ron, they played the Colts. The Colts are not who we thought they were through two games. It may improve. I don't know, but they were not who we thought they were going to be in the preseason. They are not who we thought they were going to be. Was that guy acting like a horse?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Have you actually seen that in person?
No.
Have you watched him in person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a character.
I got caught three or four. I think he's a Christian youth pastor. And that's where he brings us. I mean, he is into it. Like he's got a dance. I probably watched it three times in a row, man. That kind of caught me off guard. But they could probably use him in the run game.
I know what you're talking about because I heard the midday show talking about it. I ain't got that one. I don't have it. Point being, Bears and Colts, Ron, they're not impressive wins. I mean, this. The season, when the season ends and we get 8, 9, 10 games in, those two wins on this schedule are going to be at the bottom of the list. They hadn't, again, you can only play these on your schedule, but there's not a whole lot that's going to be impressive about the Texans. I mean, the Texans' two victories this year, the Bears
like,
and the Colts.
Yeah, like we've talked, like I kind of the Chiefs, I kind of push kind of off to the side there. The Bills, Bucks, and Saints, I think you have to. I don't trust Sam Darnold. We'll see. Maybe I'll be having to shut up after Sunday. Hopefully not for the Texans' sake. But the Bucks and the Bills and the Saints, clearly, right now I don't think the Bears are a great football team. Right? Like the Commanders and the Panthers aren't either. But we look what the Bucks and the Saints did to them. They beat the hell out of those teams, right? They beat the brakes off of them teams. Like you should beat a team that struggled. And I said it, I think it's the Bears game for me that is kind of dragging this down a little bit. I mean, as I said yesterday, man, you tell me that he's going to be 0-for-11 on pass, 0-for-11 in interception, Caleb Williams on passes over 20 yards. He'd get sacked 7 times and hit 11 times and turn the ball over twice, right? And you know, Nico would go off and all of that. I would think it would be more than a 6-point game, and that the Texans would have put up more than 19 points. So I think the Bears game is kind of dragging it down. But it would be really the Bills. Like, I think the Bills, to me, of all the teams, especially coming into it,
yeah,
I think the Bills have been the most impressive team. Them and the Saints have been the most impressive team to me. So
yeah, they've been impressive. Look, there's a story, but the Bills have been impressive because of kind of the shift midseason last year, losing Stephon Diggs, and who are you going to be, what are you going to look like? And they look like the real deal on both sides of the football. I mean, look, the thing about the Texans, the reality about the Texans is they handle business, they're 2-0. But there were opportunities in both games, because you mentioned the way that the Vikings beat the Giants 28-6. You mentioned the way the Saints beat the Panthers 47-10. The Bucs beat the Commanders by 3 scores, 37-20, right? The Dolphins, they lose Tua. The Bills go on and beat them 31-10, right? They were beating up on them anyway, but you get the point. Let's be honest with the Texans, there were opportunities in both of those games. If you don't blow coverages and allow those big plays against the Colts, you beat them convincingly. And hell, there were opportunities in that game to take two score leads and 3 score leads. They didn't handle their business. And with that context, and you look at last week. I mean, you looked over at me and was like, "Hey man, these guys, there's plenty of opportunity for the offense to go get a touchdown right here and separate, and this game's over." And they never did it. So I mean, when it's all said and done, they handled their business, but they didn't separate from bad football teams the way they should have.
Yes. And as someone said, don't sell Chicago or the Colts short. Both of them have legit defenses, Gus and Katie. I'll give you the Bears. The Colts.
The Bears defense. You have that Colts defense. You give up 250 back-to-back day, back-to-back.
Running the ball. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. All right, coming up as we get through rolling, early reports on something for the Texans that I think was a legit concern. You got to be feeling great about, as well as, I had a moment, man. This getting old thing is for the birds, man. I had to let you know about that. And Courtney, by the way, the finish of it, Courtney told me, I don't even feel sorry for you.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait to hear it.
We'll discuss that.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up
live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here come the Astros one more time. Chandler Roan reports this, Glenn, as we reported earlier that Big Gamel has been placed on the IL. It was a left knee contusion. So this is the thought here. This is coming from Chandler Rome. The Astros, who until last night had called Ben Gamble's injury a left knee contusion, now they say he has sustained a left fibula fracture.
Whew. How about that? So the contusion was a fracture.
The contusion turned into...
Good God.
This boy's legs broke.
My Lord, dude.
How about it, Strohs?
The contusion... just tell me. I'm trying to look here.
It's not ideal.
Like, this is a knee, right?
Yes.
Where's the fibula?
I believe it's a... No, is the fibula below the knee or above the knee?
I believe it is. It's like the leg. It's like...
It's not your upper bone? The fib is the up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the lower?
Yeah, it's the same. This is the same injury that Isaiah Pacheco has.
It's also known as the calf bone.
There's two of them in there, tibia and fibia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're talking of the femur. Is that what you're
saying? Femur, there you go.
Yeah, you're up. You're
hardest
up.
Bone in the body to you're break.
Which one?
The femur. It's usually only seen in like really bad car accidents and such.
That hard one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Well... God, dog, man. Do you think they reported this before they saw all the imaging?
I mean, they could have looked at the imaging and just not seen the fracture, for all the hell we know. Like, I don't...
Hey, man.
Good God.
How does this keep happening to them?
I'd rather just go back to HIPAA, man.
Fibula fracture. They thought it was a left knee contusion. The knee! This is the knee.
I mean, they thought Tucker had a contusion for like 4 months, so I can't blame him for thinking this one was a contusion as well.
Hey, boss, do you think he told him, hey, guys, it's like my shin area is killing me.
This hurts pretty bad.
Let's just take a look at the knee. No, let's take a look at the knee. That's what I'm telling you, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I hope Alex Bregman's getting a second opinion on this.
Oh, I think he's got second and third opinions.
Just keep rolling him out there. Doggone it. Ain't that a beast?
Good Lord.
Well, Ben, I think Ben's going to be out a little bit longer than just a 10-day IL. I think Ben may have seen the last of Ben this year, so hopefully he heals up and he is all right. But, damn, missed that one. Cesar Salazar, another catcher, is going to replace him up there, so dadgummit.
Don't have your head up your butt this time playing with the big squad there, Cesar.
Yeah, man, he had some moments earlier.
If I see a moment like that again where he almost got caught tagging up going to third, I will not need to see that fool ever again.
All right, man, he has a good swing. Oh, they probably he's going to be that third catcher on that postseason roster. They put him on there. By the way, remember coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Jimmy Ward. He will be live on the Texans Players Show, which runs from 6 to 7, and then Texans All Access, the matchup edition from 7 to 8 rolls through, and then we are live and local right here, Area 45 from 8 to midnight. Chris Santiago, our guy, old Patrick Creighton, and John Bajani will hold it down for you, and they got a little late night action, so they may be able to get a little post game in. We'll see as the Astros are taking on the Padres later on tonight. By the way, when I told you getting old, and I should have known this. Friday night we went to the Skeeters. Not the Skeeters, the Space Cowboys game. Went to Sugar Land. As son had to sing the national anthem. Went to Sugar Land, went to the game. Just wasn't feeling any of the food options there. So I just thought I'd wait. We left. Said we pick up. Let me get something on the way home. What do I want? And I had that commercial that got me. It got me with the Chick-fil-A pimento cheese.
Oh boy!
They caught me.
Things
with
are
it.
Good, man.
You had it?
Yeah, I had it.
So I'm rolling out. It's probably 10.
Isn't it pimento cheese honey?
Yeah, and they got a little hot honey on there.
Ooh!
I got in there. I said, yeah, let me go and get the sandwich. I said, man. I said, do you want the spicy chicken? I said, sure, why not? Have fun with it. So it's about 10:30 by the time I get home. I'm going to the cabin and throw a little bit of Louisiana on there as well.
More hot sauce?
I threw a little bit of Louisiana on there because it comes with the jalapenos on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
The chicken, which is a little spicy.
Hold on, so.
You just fired it up, huh?
Oh, man.
I mean, you deserve. I think I know where you're going with this. Oh, you deserve it.
My God. That acid reflex.
Oh, it bit you. It should bite you. Punch you should have known better.
I just felt like I could still do it.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
You deserve it all that. Why would you do all that?
Oh, my God. The next day? I mean, not even the next day, man. About 4 o'clock in the morning. I was hunting for something to take. Ooh, I'm sitting in there. I got to get it. It hit me right there in the middle of the sternum. Sitting there trying to get in spots. And Courtney just looks at me the next morning. She's going to make breakfast. She said, I'm not, I don't even feel sorry for you.
She shouldn't.
You know what you did to yourself. That's it. And I saw that converter came out for them jalapenos, hot sauce, man. And that spicy. I mean, it must have been 11 o'clock by the time I finished that sucker. And I mean, it tore me. I mean,
yeah,
it had me.
The only good decision you made was stopping and getting one. The poor decision. Everything that followed was poor. I mean, I'm going to tell you. That is, you learn, man. Like you'll just quit things that you really, really like because it's too painful.
But Ronnie, you're an idiot. Thanks for your feedback. But, I mean, just, God, man, 40, you just can't do it no more.
Nah, you can't do it. I tell you what else.
Damn. Tyler, can you still do it? Can you go in there and get you a good spicy sandwich and just roll through it late at night?
I mean, I can.
Don't let him set that up like that. That wasn't like getting you a spicy sandwich. My man just went spicy chicken, jalapenos, and Louisiana.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. But I also take my Nexium, so I can still eat some spicy food to a degree.
Oh, hell, you already taking stuff.
Oh, since I was 16, bro.
He's got a pill for everything.
You ain't your regular 30, what, 34.
I can do, it's like if I overdo, I got to overdo something that's really spicy. I'm going to tell you, I've been watching what I eat the last 9 weeks. It's my 10th week into it. And it has worked wonders for my reflux.
Oh, I bet.
But now, if I overdo the tequila one evening, I'm going to be in trouble. If I do what you just did and get triple dip on the spicy, yeah, I'm gonna get.
We used to go out, kick it, and then there was a Mexican spot we used to go by. I used to get these nachos with the hot sauce.
You don't even have to think about what you're eating.
I didn't even think about it. Boy, I felt it just coming. And I said, oh, my God.
Ron, we go, me and my boy Spot in Little Rock, Heights Taco and Tamale. We would start with a tamale dip. Come in a skillet, man. It tasted like a tamale, but they had little bitty pieces of tamale in it, but it was all made out of the same ingredients, and you dip them chips, and it would have jalapenos in there. And then we'd go to the fajita nachos with jalapenos all over them. And the whole time, we're banging not just tequila, but we're banging tequila with essentially trying to do it as skinny as we possibly can, obviously, like tequila with just the lime juice. So, I mean, just more acid.
Just more.
I mean, and not even, hey, I wake up the next day and feel like $1 million. If I did that right now, I'd be out of commission for 2 days.
Easy. I'd call in. If that was not Saturday morning, I may have to call in. Like, I had to go help coach the football team. Thank God it was a 1 o'clock start because I was hurting.
Amen.
Somebody texted in, Ron, if you're going to do it at noon. I'll be honest with you. I'm not certain I could do it at noon. I do think the late night really hurt. Night. But the noon, but that was, I saw it. And I just said, oh, God, the next thing will set this off. Give me a little bit of this
you
Louisiana.
You couldn't resist it.
Because I wanted the Louisiana on the pimento cheese.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Let's be honest. And like, Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite spots. I mean, everything they do is the food, the service, everything's tremendous.
So Lord's Chicken.
I'm going to tell you, man, they're spicy. Their spicy stuff ain't it.
I don't dislike it.
I like it. But when you bump it up against their normal chicken sandwich, it's a step down. Like if I'm just going to eat, like a lot of times I would just order an extra. You can order just a filet. You can order one of their chicken filets.
I see you do that.
So I do that. That I'll do with a spicy one sometimes. But that pimento sandwich, bro, don't mess it up with spicy. Just go.
I mean, it was delicious.
As is. If you want to dump a little Louisiana, I could see somebody that likes Louisiana that much to do that. But don't, like, that is a tremendous sandwich as is.
And you know I was hungry as hell. So it would, hey, Todd, you know
you
I would.
Smell it through the bag.
I would just take his bites, chewing it, every bit of it. I'll just say it didn't take me 15 minutes to eat.
So you liked it.
I'm just saying that, and the fries didn't take me. Boy, I'd like to kill myself.
What did you think about the sandwich? Other than the fact that you made it hot in hell, like what do you think, just in general?
That's not my first rodeo.
Oh, you'd had it. Okay,
I had it prior to the time they had discontinued it. They had stopped it after it was just a little short term thing. I had it before that.
Limited time deal.
I was hot when I went back and they didn't have that sucker.
The old LTO got you, huh? Limited time offer.
Yeah, they got me. Yeah, pizza late. Pizza's not one that triggers the hell out of me for some reason. It's that hot and that acid. Yeah, I remember my dumb ass one time was having problems, took my medicine, and then decided to drink lemonade with it.
A little more acid.
That's a bad combo.
Just start drinking lemonade with it like a fool. Ooh, boy, man. Listen, that pimento cheese sandwich, as long as you don't add anything on it, the jalapenos and the hot honey is probably enough. Right? Just go with that regular one, too. Like that shit. All right, coming up again behind us, Jimmy Ward on the Texans Player Show. After that, Texans All Access. And Area 45, 8 to midnight, live and local, as they'll have the post-game show for you, hopefully, as the Astros try to get back in the win column in San Diego against the Padres. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Little T-Mill on the mic special for you.
No, that ain't T-Mill on the mic. You know what T-Mill
No, it's
yeah,
not.
You circle. I mean, that's one, you're talking about dropping a ball.
I think you should go T-Mill on the mic. I think we get like a chain or something. A big, like, chain. Maybe bling. It'd be fake. But rhinestones, some chain.
Yeah.
And when he puts the chain on.
Your gold chain with rhinestones in it should say King. Up and down a ding-a-ling. I think that should be. I think that's what it is. T. Mill on the mic. He rapped about Jesus, bro. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.